Why do we buy stuff? And why would people buy stuff from you? And the behavioral scientists are sharing with us very happily, because obviously product and service selling is studied in depth, because without sales, nothing happens in the world. Doesn't matter how good your product or service is. If nobody's buying it, then it's not going to be in anybody's life, so nobody will be talking about it. So when people are talking about your product or service, are they talking about the feature of the particular product or service? Are they talking about the benefit of having that particular product or service in their life? Or are they telling you how they feel? I've got a new car. It feels awesome. I've got a new exercise program. I've lost weight. I feel fantastic. I've just got a new dating app on my phone, and I've met some really great people, and now I'm in love and I feel awesome. What if we got a little bit more excited about the benefits and the feelings associated with the product or service rather than the features? And you could pick any product, but I'll pick my particular product. For many years, I managed health clubs, and I watched with interest as health club owners and marketers of health clubs would talk about this particular health club's been in business for 20 years. We've got 3,000 square meters of floor space. We have a pool. We have a tennis court. Our gym memberships are only $20 a week. We've got 65 pieces of cardiovascular exercise equipment, which is all very nice if you're excited by those things. Now, if you go into the gym, it's very interesting because people will show you around a gym and they'll say, here is the cardiovascular equipment. We've got 65 pieces. Here are the toilets. There's 12 of them. Here's the group exercise room. 300 people can fit in here. Here's the swimming pool. We clean it every day. But people forget to ask whether or not people want to swim, or whether they want to use the bathroom when they're at the health club, or if they want to do group exercise classes. So it becomes a tour of something that people may not be interested in. So you could be wasting your time sharing the features of a gym, for example. Now, if you've got somebody who's a little bit more clever at building relationships with people, they might talk about the benefits. So yes, we've got 65 pieces of cardiovascular equipment, which means you may not have to wait for equipment, so your time at the gym could be shorter. Now, there's a benefit to having that many pieces of equipment. However, what is the ultimate outcome of getting on a piece of cardiovascular equipment? Yes, you'll get fit, and yes, you'll get strong, and yes, you'll turn your body into a fat-burning machine. How's that going to make you feel? So when you introduce a piece of exercise equipment to someone, instead of saying, this is a piece of exercise equipment and it will get you fit and strong, what if we talked about, this is the machine that's going to help you slide into your jeans and you won't have to squish into them? Or this is the machine that's going to help you climb your Mount Kilimanjaro trekking event in July. Or this is the machine that's going to give you defined back muscles when you compete on stage in your bikini. So now we're talking about the benefit of the exercise rather than just the feature. But how about this? How will you feel? How will you feel when you win the bikini competition? How will you feel when you reach the top of Mount Kilimanjaro? How will you feel when you slide into your jeans rather than squish into them? Now I'm starting to get excited about a piece of exercise equipment rather than it's very sturdy, it's made of metal, it goes very fast, and it's got up and down buttons. Who cares? We can relate that pretty much to any product or service. Often when you go and buy a car, and I've bought many cars in my life and I love cars, but it never ceases to amaze me that not one car salesperson has ever said to me or asked me, how will you feel when you drive this car into your garage, or how will you feel when you're driving this car around on a day-to-day basis? They tell me about the wheels and the how fast it goes and how much petrol you can put in the petrol tank and all stuff that I'm not interested in because I didn't ask. What I'm really interested in is how that car's going to make me feel. And if you go feature benefit feeling, for instance, with the car, yes, cars have lots of features. The benefit is that you don't have to catch the bus, you don't have to walk, you can have the freedom of being able to drive wherever you want to. But how is that going to make you feel? Now, you could pick any product or service. Let's go to the dentist. And this is where the dentists are actually quite clever. They don't put pictures of drills in their window. Nobody wants to go to the dentist. If you talk about, this is a great dentist because we've got 17 of the best German drills to drill your teeth with, people are maybe less likely to go to the dentist. Now, there's a benefit of going to the dentist because when you get your teeth drilled, you'll have clean, healthy teeth. That's great. But how will that make you feel? when you open your mouth to smile and you have a beautiful set of white teeth that you're really proud of, how will that make you feel? Is it likely now that I'm more excited about sitting in the dentist chair and I may even put up with the drilling because I know what the outcome's going to be? So many people in business are so focused on the benefit and the feature of this particular product or service, but they forget what the outcome's going to be, what the result's going to be. So whatever business you're in, whatever product or service you're sharing with the world, maybe forget about the features. People will ask you if they're interested, or you might ask them, look, I know that you want to slide into your jeans, not squish into them. I know that it's really important for you to lose 20 kilos. You're really excited about doing that because you're going to feel more powerful and stronger, and you'll have higher self-esteem. And we've got all this equipment here in the gym. Which one do you want to know about? They're all going to help you achieve your goal. Which one are you the most excited about using, and what do you want to know about that particular machine? And you'll probably find that most people aren't interested. So many times, particularly with cardiovascular equipment, I call it huffy puffy, people say, is there a stop go button? Is there an up down button? Is there a go slow, go fast button? Most treadmills now, you need some kind of engineering degree to be able to drive them, and that for most people doesn't turn them on at all. Now, are there people who are really interested in the features of a car or the features of a gym or the features of your law practice or the features of the accounting facilities that you offer? And of course the answer is yes. But is it likely that they have an outcome in mind, they have a result in mind, and they're looking for a way for you to provide them with the product or service that will give them the result that they want? So could it be a really great idea to ask them what the outcome is, and how will you feel when you have this product or service in your life? Now, one of the really powerful questions, if you want to create real feeling, is how will you feel if you don't get this product or service in your life? How will you feel if you have to go up another clothes size? How will you feel if you don't climb Mount Kilimanjaro? How will you feel if you have to keep catching the bus? How will you feel if you can't afford a top-level lawyer and you have to go to court with somebody who doesn't know what they're doing? How will that make you feel? And they're some of the things that they're the unique, special, genuine, warm, caring questions that you would ask if you were really interested in helping people have a better lifestyle, have a better life, knowing that your product or service can add value to their life. How about we show how it can add value and ask that all important question? How will you feel when it does add value? And how will you feel if you have to keep living your life the way you are now? Some people call that a sales process. I just like to call it common sense. If you focus on the features, you have to sell, you have to talk, and you have to tell. If you focus on the benefits, you still have to talk and you have to tell. But if you focus on the feelings that people will get from the product or service that you have, they will tell you. They'll tell you how they're going to feel when they get this new car. They'll tell you how they're going to feel when they get new teeth. They'll tell you how they're going to feel when they have a new healthy, fit, strong body and they can't wait. And then you don't have to do any selling because the product's already been sold and you didn't have to do anything except ask the right questions. Woohoo!